care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The saying that you hear now from just about everybody on both sides of the aisle, you go woke, you go broke. And gentleman Jim Dallas has a great example of that from the world of entertainment.
Absolutely. We've all seen the promos and heard the commercials for Lightyear. That is the new Toy Story movie. And it was it's been out in theaters for some 18 days now, a little less than 3 weeks. They've only, air quotes, earned $106 million. On the return on that, it's already fallen out of the top five. Now, it sounds like a lot, but in perspective, you got to look at how much it cost to produce this movie. $200 million to produce it.
Yikes.
$100 million more to promote it. So they are really, really deep in the hole, and they could lose over $100 million the Disney Corporation on this. Now, in comparison, $106 million for this. In 2019, their most recent movie, Toy Story 4, sat at $310 million after 18 days. So only one-third of the output of that one. And you can even go all the way back to the original, 27 years ago, where they grossed $78 million after 18 days, which would be like $150 million in today's dollars.
So, that's incredible.
And that was the first one, and nobody knew what the Toy Story was all about. And not only that, but the people at Disney, they didn't like Tim Allen's politics. So they did not bring him back for this particular feature run. But come on, Kevin, we all know that if you have a captive audience in school, parents are frustrated and you can't do anything about it. But if you're like Walt Disney, a company like that, which over-sexualizes children, you don't have to take them to the movies. And certainly to see a woke-tard movie like this appears to be.
Well, we'll continue to follow that. I don't think it's going to get any better. But you know what? People ultimately, they vote with their feet. I mean, you look at what Top Gun has done. I mean, Top Gun is like pro-American, pro-military, and it's done great.
Yes.
They're still packing them in. Unbelievable. More from Gentleman Jim coming up a little bit later on in the show. Coming up, we've got a June jobs report that's going to be coming out, I think, in a couple of days. In fact, on Friday morning. And it's going to be vitally important to, are we headed for recession? Are we already in a recession? We'll talk with somebody that I've seen on TV so many times, Heather Zumarraga, You've seen her on CNBC, on Newsmax, on Fox Business, on Fox News, and she's smart as a whip when it comes to the economy. We'll find out if things are getting better or if things are getting worse. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a quick check of the traffic cams. There is an accident. It's on the left shoulder. Multiple vehicles involved here. Looks like four or five vehicles there on the left shoulder. It's by the HOV lane. And that's 15 southbound near Blue Diamond. Also, a little bit of congestion. That's 15 southbound past Russell near the stadium. Otherwise, you're pretty much bumper to bumper as you try to work your way into downtown from the Henderson area on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. They're doing some construction work there. And that exit ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard on the 515 is still closed for another half hour or so.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas at Golden Knights will once again have a developmental camp. It's going to return after a two-year COVID-19 hiatus. The team announcing that it is going to start on Monday, and it is going to take place at City National Arena. Practices and scrimmages are going to be free and open to the public. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they win at Oklahoma City yesterday by an 8-3 score. That series continues tonight. Jared Koenig on the mound. He's looking for his fifth win of the year. And the Aces play tonight as well, as they are set to match up against New York.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Don't miss incredible Macy's Black Friday and July specials, like 50% off designer dresses for any occasion. And complete the look with 30 to 50% off summer shoes and sandals. And get 40 to 60% off gadgets and cookware from Martha Stewart Collection. Or get an extra 25% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Have you ever noticed how people talk in that same weird voice to their dogs?
Just like this?
Well, it sure gets a dog's tail wagging. Wondering if I can get your ears all perked up the same way when I tell you,
that pet stay free at Motel 6.
With a clean, comfortable room and a great low rate.
Now, who's a good human? I think you are.
I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of pets. And we'll leave the light on for you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Heather Zumarraga is one of the smartest women I know when it comes to business. She's an economic and financial correspondent for Fox News, for Fox Business, for Newsmax TV, and for CNBC. We've got a big jobs report coming up for June that will be coming in on Friday. And I asked Heather earlier today, what does she expect to come out of Friday's jobs report?
Well, even if we get the sign of job growth, if you look back before COVID, we still haven't recovered all of the jobs lost before the in the pre-COVID levels. So I think right now with inflation, it's forcing a lot of Americans to extend their retirement. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe I have to go back to work, or I can't stop working at this time because the price of goods and services have skyrocketed across the board. I mean, look at how much your 4th of July cost you. Beef up 36%, chicken and pork over 30%. If you're going anywhere, vacations or traveling to Vegas, you're spending over 60% on airfare and vacations. Even the fireworks were up. So I think the jobs report will be a telling sign if we're going into recession. Some say we're already in one. As long as we have strong jobs growth, then the economy is hanging in there. But if you see jobs pull back, that Friday report is very important. If you see a slowdown in the amount of people going back to work and being hired, then I think not just recession, but you look at a stagflation situation where the cost of things is skyrocketing, but also unemployment is headed higher. And that's a very dangerous place to be in.
Heather Zumarraga joining us, economic and financial correspondent for Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax TV, CNBC. You see her everywhere. What can we expect in the coming months, if indeed we are either in a recession or on the cusp of a recession? What can we expect? Is it just more high prices for gasoline, et cetera, store shelves being empty, things like that? Is that what we have to look forward to?
Right. Well, the future is a little bleak under this administration, right? Consumer sentiment is the worst on record. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but how people, that's a measure, consumer sentiment, of how people feel about the economy today, as well as pricing in future expectations. So tourists maybe still will go to Vegas, but inflation is really affecting how much they spend. I mean, sure, you can always gamble, but then if you don't have access to food, like you said, on the shelves at the grocery store, if the shelves are empty, if you can't get there from point A to point B because gas prices, I looked up the average price of gas in Vegas before I hopped on, $5.42 a gallon. Now, that has pulled back a little bit in the past week, but I don't think that will last very long. The price of oil and gas is headed higher, unfortunately, because the administration told you so. From day one, they've said that we want to cancel, we meaning the administration, fossil fuels. So they are 100% anti-fossil fuel. If gas in Vegas is $10 a gallon, they don't care. That's part of the agenda. It makes people, maybe they can't afford regular vehicles that you're driving, and you have to drive a Tesla, and it's $56,000 on average. I don't know who can afford that. The middle class, but that's the game plan, to force people to choose alternatives and not rely on gas. So, I mean, don't look to the government for help.
Biden and his people are saying a recession is not inevitable, but all the indicators I've seen are negative and pointing downwards. Are there any indicators that give you hope at all that maybe we're coming out of this thing and that things are going to get better?
Well, I think all eyes would be on the Friday's job report if things could get better. And the fact, look, if you see Biden sitting down with the energy executives from Exxon, from Shell, from BP at the table, and instead of bashing and criticizing them, saying, how can we come together to drive prices down and invest in fossil fuel instead of criticizing all of the oil and gas CEOs? And it's not the gas station's fault. They're independent business stores. They also depend on, they have to pass the price on to the consumer, and their margins are really low. So you can't just say, oh, the gas station's on the corner, the administration's blaming them. It's not their fault. they're small businesses trying to make a few bucks. But in terms of hope on the horizon, I guess the Republicans take over. I think the key to getting inflation under control, two things. You get energy prices under control by investing in fossil fuel, and also you have the Federal Reserve continue to raise rates, which they're doing. The stock market has come back a little bit, but it's still in bear market territory. NASDAQ down over 20% still from its highs. So it's got a long way to go. If you haven't opened your second quarter statement, don't do it yet. The stock market usually comes back. But it depends how much. We're not here forever, right? So if you've only got a few years before you retire, it's very concerning if you take a look at your 401k or your retirement.
I want to ask you about one area that my eyes glaze over when I start talking about the Fed, and I think most of my audience does too. But if you could put in perspective what the Fed has already done and what the Fed can still do to help get us out of this inflation.
Right. Well, they're being used as a scapegoat right now. So if you've never paid attention to what the Fed has done in the past as a listener, well, you are now. They're raising interest rates, short-term rates, by 75 basis points. So that's a little less than 1% in every meeting. So every month or two, the Federal Reserve is hiking rates by 1% to try and get the economy to normalize. The goal is to raise interest rates so that you drive prices down. If you increase borrowing costs, then most people and businesses aren't going to borrow as much as they did in the past, which is essentially you're decreasing demand. The whole idea of inflation is supply and demand dynamics, right? So the Federal Reserve is raising rates, but they're also being used as a scapegoat. First, it was inflation wasn't going to happen. You had Treasury Secretary Yellen and Fed Chair Jay Powell say it was transitory, meaning temporary. Then it was a consumer's fault because everybody has pent-up demand, and then it was a greedy business's fault. But what the administration has failed to do is accept responsibility from day one. The American Rescue Plan, nearly $2 trillion was passed a year ago, and you look at a chart of inflation, and it skyrocketed after that. The Fed can only do so much. They're raising interest rates, but you don't want to shock the system where your borrowing costs, which everything from mortgages, student loans, car loans, if that goes up, you really, then the economy, banks stop lending, consumers stop spending, and then you have a recession and potentially a depression. So you don't want that either. They have to walk a fine line, thread a fine needle.
There you have it. Heather Zumarraga, really one of the brightest women I know of when it comes to the economy, financial stuff. She's a correspondent for Fox News, for Fox Business, Newsmax TV, CNBC. We've got breaking news to bring you. We're going to go to the newsroom real quick and stop by and check in with gentleman Jim Dallas.
Yeah, the details are light right now, Kevin, but what we do know here is the North Las Vegas campus of the College of Southern Nevada has been evacuated this afternoon due to a threat to the campus. That is according to a CSN Twitter account. Here's what it says. It says, threat to CSN North Las Vegas campus, that's the one on Cheyenne, evacuate all buildings immediately and avoid the area until further notice. That is the end of the of what we're told right now. So that is a direct tweet from the College of Southern Nevada informing the public of to stay away from the campus.
Okay, we'll get more information and get it to you here as it becomes available. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Through the years, Terrible's has created deliberately different programs for our loyal customers, such as Gas for Life, Game Day Giveaway, and many more. And now, Terrible's is excited to introduce the all-new Shop, Spin, and Win game, exclusively on the Terrible's Social House app. Just scan your app reward code while making a qualifying purchase at any participating Terrible's location and shop, spin, and win directly from your phone. Looks like I'm going to see you at Terrible's, right? Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there's so much bad news out there. We have the tragedy of July 4th in Highland Park, Illinois. We've got a war going on in Ukraine. We got a sucky economy. I mean, it just sucks big time. But can I tell you something? There is good news. You got to hunt for it, but there is good news. Gentleman Jim Dallas has a story of a longtime employee who finally gets rewarded, not by the company that he worked for 27 years, but from a lot of other people. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following this story. What you got?
Well, this is the kind of work ethic that you really, really have to appreciate. His name's Kevin Ford. He worked at an airport Burger King. He has for 27 years, as you pointed out. He's a diligent employee. He's never missed a day of work in all those years. And you ask yourself, why did he stay at that job for 27 years? He said, because they have amazing health insurance.
So, oh,
I mean, that's
right. Okay. That makes sense.
And, of course, he was a single father when he started there. He had a daughter. He's since married and added a couple more daughters on there. So he has a big family now, but he's stuck on because of the health insurance. And he's nearing retirement at age 54. So he's leaving there. But after 27 years, what do you get? Maybe a gold watch or something?
Yeah.
Well, not this time. He got a little gift bag. It had a candy in it.
Great.
I assume a candy bar, a Starbucks cup, pins, and a movie ticket.
And that's it? That's 27 years?
That's 27 years worth of
work. Oh, my God.
That was so embarrassingly inadequate. Even her daughter, she went on the interwebs and started a GoFundMe account, and she was hoping that people would send in a little bit of love telling the same story that we're telling now, and she set a goal of $200, for the GoFundMe. So far, at latest count, they have raised $358,470.
That's incredible.
And even actor David Spade caught on to it, and he contributed $5,000 for this gentleman so he could visit.
That
his
is so cool.
Is that? It's just amazing, and that's what a clean living does for you, I guess, huh?
But that's incredible. You know, we always question. I mean, when we have something like July 4th, and you know, moral decay, and how people, you know, people are angry and they're mean and they have a lot of hatred in their heart, and then you look at something like this and they raise over $300,000 for a GoFundMe.
Yeah, and the guy never missed a day at work of 27 years, so. He's getting a lot back after giving for so many years, too.
That is so cool. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Gentleman Jim coming up with the positive story that we've all been missing. That to me is cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, who do you call? The funny lawyer? The angry, aggressive lawyer? The lawyer that your mom's brother's friend's cousin recommends? No, call me instead. I'm the guy the insurance companies don't want you to call. Really, they really don't. I can help you, and I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. Check it out.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More law.
Some restrictions apply.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news? Yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly